Though it's May, the man is wearing a thick djellaba, striped black and tan. It's as if he's sprouted up here in the middle of the bar at the wrong time and place. He's wearing black sunglasses that don't hide the traces of smallpox dug into his face. He follows my movements with his gaze and waits for me to come close so he can start talking again, but I don't pass in front of him. He plays with his glass, waiting for me to go by. I count the words he might say. It might only be four words, like the last time.
Do you like flowers?
It seems he isn't waiting for me to respond. He came to speak, not to listen. That's what I read in the movement of his fingers playing with his glass of water, and in the faint smile emerging on his lips. Then I pass him. I hear,
"There's a flower festival in the south this time every year. Single women go there to get married."
It takes me longer to pass this time because I listen to all these words. It's as if the game started to entice me. Will I go by a third or fourth or fifth time to listen to more of the man's prattle? I'm not single and I don't care if there's a time every year for single women to get married. I'm interested in the man's words like I'm interested in the drunken chatter every night in every bar.